1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, and the days of the week and the months of the year, please.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. I'm number one.
You're soft spoken.
Do I need to talk louder?
No, that's fine. I can adjust this to your speech. Well, one place that might be interesting to start is your recollections of schooling. Where you went to school and what you recall, the schoolroom, the teachers, curriculum.
The first school I went to was in a one-room schoolhouse with a man who was teaching. He taught 8 grades with about 90 pupils. I'm surprised that he even kept any discipline.
90?
Yes. Then I changed schools. I went to another one-room schoolhouse with a lady teacher who had something near 40 pupils where she taught the 8 grades. Then I left there and I attended high school in a country high school. I would call it a country high school. It was not in town.
You mentioned the lady teacher. Do you recall how you referred to her? Was she called a schoolmarm or a school mistress or the school?
School teacher.
School teacher.
The school teacher. She was the school teacher.
And how did she refer to you? As her pupils, students? Or
pupils.
Pupils. Sometimes, some areas, teacher may refer to her pupils as her scholars.
Yes,
or
yes. Our students. She, in that time, I remember the word pupil.
Pupil. And if you started off at school and didn't make it, I suppose girls never did this, but suppose a boy would go fishing instead of going to school, what was that called?
Absence.
Absence.
Right, played hooky.
Played hooky.
Played hooky.
And if he did, what was the punishment?
Usually with a switch off of a tree. A limb off of a tree, which we call the switch.
I see, and the teacher would say, you're going to now do something, you're going to get a what?
Whipping. Not a whipping, a whipping. I didn't put the ing on it.
That's what I'm interested in. And how would the, in an unroom school, could you tell me something about the different levels? How did you know when you completed one level and were ready?
For the next grade?
Yes.
Well, we had report cards. We were passed from one grade to another, but yet we were all in one room. And she had this class and this class and this class. She'd call the classes, you know, when your history class came up or your geography class came up, you were called.
And then at the end of the term, you were passed as a
passed, class. Yes, and graded.
I see. And what about the French in the school?
The first one, the very first one I went to, we had homemade wooden benches.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one I went to, we had bought, or which was made in a factory, desks.